given the rise, the meteoric rise in popularity amongst the world's largest corporations, Google, Apple, Yahoo, name it, of grooming children. I'd say Jones is more correct than he's not. He just can't make the, he can't swim the Tiber River, basically. He can't make the connection. They're not lizard people, as the controlled opposition, as David Icke says. There's a lot of them running around. They describe them as lizards. Well, you know, to you, they may look like a lizard, and they can make themselves look like anything they want. They can make themselves look like what you think an alien looks like. But they are most certainly manifesting themselves now, and the pride that's driving this is now fully out in the open. There's not even an attempt to disguise us anymore. Joy Pullman has a story at thefederalist.com today that the United States' largest library association has elected a lesbian Marxist as its next president. She campaigned as a lesbian transitioner or transition promoter promoting lesbian. She will now make policy and send recommend book recommendations down the food chain to almost every library. You got a public library where you live, she's going to be telling them how to adjust the books that they have in the library. And you know what's going to be on the list? You know that book that they got out of the library in Virginia? Was that in Henrico County Libraries, where the little girl was raped in the tranny bathroom by a boy? Remember, it had the horrifically graphic drawings showing one boy performing on another. Remember that? That book's going to go in every library in the United States. People aren't looking properly at what's going on here. And it's everywhere. Here's another sign of the times. This is from the Epic Times yesterday. Disney has lost $34 billion in value since embarking on its war, culture war with Florida. By the way, Florida's going to win. There are those that think that the don't say gay rule is going to be challenged in court, and that ultimately it'll get in front of Judge Pederast or someone like Judge Pederast, just made it to the Supreme Court, and they will rule it unconstitutional, which is absolutely ridiculous. The Constitution doesn't say anything about what goes on in schools. In any event, I was having a conversation, an email conversation with a friend of mine, and I said, well, here's the challenge that they have. Now, let me lay this out here for you. In order for someone to take the state of Florida and its legislature to court to try and get the so-called don't say gay law overturned as unconstitutional, miniature plane, it can be unconstitutional, they do it all the time. You're right. Someone has to have standing. Now, the way I look at the law and read the law, the only way someone is going to have standing to sue to have that to try and have that statute overturned, they're actually going to have to groom children. They're going to have to actually do it. I don't mean kind of pretend. I mean they're actually going to have to groom a classroom full of children. The school is going to have to find out about it. And then the school board or the school is going to have to react, and I would imagine suspend or fire that teacher or relocate them away from Children's. I think fired and then publicly placed in the stock so that the public can do what the public used to do to people that were in stocks is appropriate. Then... Now you have someone that has been affected directly by the statute, and at that point they have standing, and then they can sue. So let me just tell you what I just described. So a pedo, of course they're going to say, I'm not a pedo. No. I'm just explaining pedo to children. I'm not actually... A pedo groomer is actually going to have to groom children for the chance to get the suit to court. Here's the sad part of this. They're probably lining up, meeting with Campaign for Human Rights and what have you, whatever. Lesbian transition and evil legal associations are out there. They're probably lining up for the chance to be the row of the pedos. That's sick. But then again, why am I no longer shocked when I read these headlines? Let me play you a clip here. This just to show you just how far this has gone. Everyone should be shocked by this. Number eight. This is Old Dominion University professor Alan Walker. All right. This is a woman. Who is transitioning and is supposedly a dude. She's got the horn-rimmed glasses. She has the black T-shirt. She has the butch hair. She has the flannel shirt, the long-sleeve flannel shirt, and the baggy jeans. But she's a groomer. It's a groomer. This pedo is going to make the case of why... Minor attracted persons, which is another way to say pederast. Minor attracted, you see what they do? They play nominalism, right? They take something and they take something that is horribly objectionable, mortally sinful and evil, and then using nominalism, they take the names and they change the meanings of the names. So now it's not pederasty. You're not a pedophile. No. I'm a minor attracted person. They actually have an acronym for it now. MAPS. M-A-P-S. Well, this sicko, who is currently employed at Old Dominion University, in the Old Dominion, that being Virginia. So there's three clips here, and you'll hear in succession Alan Walker defend pederasts. Listen.
So much for that question. I use the term minor attracted person or MAP in the title and throughout the book for multiple reasons. First of all, because I think it's important to use terminology for groups that members of that group want others to use for them. And MAP advocacy groups like Before You Act have advocated for use of the term MAP. They've advocated for it primarily because it's less stigmatizing than other terms like pedophile. A lot of people, when they hear the term pedophile, they automatically assume that it means a sex offender. And that isn't true, and it leads to a lot of misconceptions about attractions toward minors. I've definitely heard the idea that you brought up, though, that the use of the term minor attracted person suggests that it's okay to be attracted to children. But using a term that communicates who someone is attracted to doesn't indicate anything about the morality of that attraction.
Doesn't indicate anything about the morality of the attraction. So in other words, being a minor attracted person is just the same as being an adult attracted person. No distinction whatsoever. Oh, but it's not finished.
I love how she tries to make the claim, though, that they don't always act upon it. But the main group, she said, think before you act. That's the name of the group.
Think before you act. Hey, there's more.
And non-offending MAPs, by definition, do not abuse children, so their behaviors are moral. But they're still
subjected to
this same idea that they're bad people. And non-offending MAPs, by definition, do not abuse children, so their behaviors are moral. But they're still being subjected to this same idea that they're bad people. And non-offending MAPs.
Non-offending minor attractive person. Okay, this is the new terminology, okay? This came from Central Demonic Casting. This is what they're going to run with. They're going to run with this MAP. It'll be the new, just add it to LGBTQ MAP. Just mark it, dude. Again, this is from Central Demonic Casting. And then here's the final one.
Stigma against MAPs is a problem in part because it makes MAPs think that they're monsters. That's
they
really
are.
Problematic in terms of MAP well-being. It's really hard to cope when you think you're a terrible person because you have attractions that you can't change.
You have attractions that you can't change. So, since I can't change the fact that I am a serial killer, you have to accept it. Well, let's just change the crime a little bit. Since I can't change the fact that I'm a kleptomaniac, grand theft auto thief, you have to accept it.